President Kiir urged lawmakers to pass pending bills as he reopened the national legislature following a three-month recess. Kiir says lawmakers passed 15 fundamental bills over the past year, adding that they should review six more major laws ahead of the general elections at the end of next year.
We need that spirit now more than ever in order to finish implementing the provisions of the agreement we did not finish through the roadmap. This is important because there will be no another transition when the roadmap ends in elections in 2024. These elections will bring a new government in February 2025.
Kiir, whose speech centered on preparations for the country's 2024 elections, says that all arrangements to ensure the elections take place need to be put in order. He says in preparation for elections, the High-Level Implementation Committee on the Peace Agreement is currently reconstituting the Political Parties Council to enable parties to register in order to commence their work in preparations for elections. He says his office has directed the National Transitional Committee and a Joint Defense Board to finalize security arrangements as per the peace deal. The national elections were supposed to take place late last year, but parties to the peace deal missed the deadline and agreed to extend the transitional period for another 2 years. The Speaker of South Sudan's National Legislature, Jemanu Nkumba, called on the executive to finish work on the remaining bills and all relevant policy documents to be ratified by Parliament.
A special appeal goes to the executive arm of our government to expedite the tabling of those remaining bills provided for in the peace agreement. On the other hand, those honorable ministers who haven't yet tabled the policy document and performance report of their respective ministries before this August House are persuaded to do so expeditiously. Most importantly, the Honorable Minister of Finance and Planning is asked to table the budget for the fiscal year 2023-2024 in May this year.
President Kiir said all primary and secondary education will be free and called on the relevant ministries to provide funds for improving education services. He acknowledged the country's worrying economic situation with soaring prices for all commodities and blamed the deteriorating economy on the country's large dependence on oil, the negative impact of COVID-19 and the war in Ukraine.
The objective of this conference will be to address the fundamental challenges that are holding our economy back. The recommendations from the conference will help us chart a way forward on structural reforms we need to undertake to revive our economy.
South Sudan's economy has faced challenges since conflict broke out in the country in late 2013. The South Sudanese pound has continued to depreciate against the dollar. The dollar is now exchanging for 860 South Sudanese pounds in the black market. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.